Wait, should we start or are we here for a minute?
No, we can get started.
Okay, I don't want to hold if you were.
No, this is your show.
So, thank you everyone for the last 2.5 days. This is the meeting interview with the auditors before they leave our facility. And by standards, it is being taped. Dick Grossman is sort of, he told us that he can take care of that, so.
A lot of pressure
we'll
now. I do ask that you speak up because the recorder is here, so.
So Dick's recording that, and then the auditors take with them a copy of this sort of exit interview. So to start with, each day after the auditors finished the work, I had a chance to come in and spend some time, and they debriefed with me. So the briefings were a challenge for me. I mean, I think for me, this audit was the most extensive, I have to say, that we've had so far, and the depth at which some of the standards were looked at in the perspective that we didn't have before. So it really pushed, I know me, to look at this process a little differently. What I was happy about was that in most cases, when questions were asked, we were able to produce. So it wasn't like we were creating things on the run. We had the information, it just wasn't gathered the way it should have been. So for me, in those 2 days that I was able to debrief, it really showed me that we do some great work here, but we have to do a better job of documenting it so that it really validates what we do. And we really prove the level that the standards require us to prove that we know what we're doing here. So for me, it was a great 2.5 days, but as I said, really pushed and challenged me to see how we have to do things a little different. And I'd like to just see if you people have anything to say about their experience the last couple of days and see how it sort of affected them or makes them think a little differently. So if anybody has, you know, any thoughts on that, I think it's even to do with that.
I'm Karen Fowler, Director of Nursing, and Marini was very thorough in her approach and to our file folders, as well as to our work and practice. It was interesting to me because I know as we approach these file folders, we look at it with our perspective, and it is very beneficial to have somebody objectively seeing what more could be added to the file folder. So I made meticulous notes for our next audit, and as Bill said, we were able to produce the information, but it did strengthen and enrich my approach next audit. But I thank you very much, Jeremy, for your critical eye, your critical thinking skills, which is very important to nursing. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
I think just in general, John DePillo, Assistant Superintendent, as you go through each cycle, you learn more. I think we always can better improve, and you know, to be pushed is, you know, sometimes it appears it's really not a good thing. Some people take it as being critical, but you know, personally, I like to be pushed because I like to better enhance standards. You know, and looking at all the folders, and a lot of them got kicked back, which was a good thing. It was an eye-opener because it tells me I too took notes as well, and you know, to better improve, you know, for the next cycle, you know, I think there's systems that we can further enhance rather than go with the same process we've gone through over the last three cycles. So, you know, I mean, I appreciate all the feedback that you guys have provided because it's always a learning experience, you know, and everyone looks at it from a different perspective, and so thank you.
I can speak. Dick Grossman, plant facility engineer, that this is my first ACA inspection, and it's been great. I think it's helped me, you know, realize how to document stuff better in our department and organize, because organization is key to efficiency. And this is, it's been great. I hate to see you guys go. I wish you could stay longer. You know.
Deborah Bond, Clinical Director. I also wanted to say thank you for coming and helping us to support the work that we're doing here. For me, also, I will document some things differently and track what I feel like we are doing well, but we need to prove it. But for me, the best part was actually today, being with Marami, going around and having her talk to some of our staff, and what was different, and the timing was just perfect, is that she talked to staff about the folders are one thing, but the real part is talking to the staff and the boys and thanking them for the service that they're providing. And I could see the staff beaming. She talked to one of the YSOs and a unit supervisor, and I think that meant a lot. And so thank you for, you know, praising our staff, because they do a good job and they haven't heard that enough from outsiders. So thank you.
That's a great point. Thanks, Deborah. So I think, you know, just so basically, that's, you know, we really have enjoyed these 2.5 days. It has been stressful, believe me, and I think that's shouldn't be an audit that's not stressful, because it really challenges you to look at your internal operations, and really we want to be as compliant as we can with national best practice standards, and I think that's what we keep emphasizing to staff, is that, you know, ACA really looks at best practices throughout the country, puts them into categories, and really sets standards on how you need to meet those. And even yesterday, talking about those standards, national standards, and even to the point where, you know, now one of the things we have to do is copy the letter and date it, you know, which we're sending intake information out to parents. Now, we send intake information out to parents, but really the standards, how do we prove that? And you know, Leslie can say, well, I swear I do it every day, you know, but it really is, we have to do things better. So really taking national best practice standards and putting them into practice takes a lot of work, takes a commitment to everybody. And clearly, the last 2.5 days showed that, you know, our facility is still trying, striving to be, you know, a facility that implements national best practice standards, and ACA has really helped us get there for that. And so again, we appreciate the work around that.
I think it was healthy too, because I usually get my steps in by 9 o'clock at night. I got them in by noon every day. So, you know, that was great. So like Dick, you know, stick around a few more days.
It was a good thing.
I like that. All right.
Okay, great. Well, again, thank you, Winnie Samuels. Thank you on behalf of ACA for embracing the accreditation process. Thank you for your great hospitality that you have shown to us from the time you picked us up till today. Staff has been wonderful, getting out there, talking to the staff, talking to the residents. They had nothing but positive to say. Every time I go to an agency, I always ask staff, tell me one thing if you were in charge for the day that you would change. And they were challenged, because they said, what would I change? I said, it's gotta be something, you know. So basically, the few people that I speak with, one thing that they said it would change, they would just say that they would like to know, I guess, the uncertainty in which your agency is, you know, we don't know what's going on. You know, so I shared with them, sometimes it's beyond your control. You know, those are bigger things, you know, they just don't know. But then the next thing they'll say, another personal PLE?
PLD.
Yeah, one of those. I was like, what is that? Don't you get time?
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, we get time, but that'll be nice too. But overall, they felt safe. They felt safe, and they enjoyed coming to work, and that says a lot. Because some people don't enjoy what they do. And it's key that you have people here that wants to be here, that enjoy what they do, offering the services that they do. Because it's a critical component of the justice system dealing with our youth. So all of you all are to be commended. So when you leave here, you go back and you deal with your staff, you know, tell them what a great job that they're doing, because they do it every day to make this possible. So it was really a treat. I'm going to let my colleagues talk and say the different areas in which they took care of while they were here. Turn it over to Mommy.
Well, Mirmy.
Mirmy, I don't know why I keep saying my, every time
I get called Marmy, that's okay. So, primarily I was looking at medical, mental health, and I just have to commend you all that you are doing an outstanding job. You know, when I look at your intake process, it is so thorough. And, you know, I was particularly impressed with how closely you all work with family. I've not had a lot of experience with juvenile facilities. You're probably my third or fourth one. But what you're doing is far more extensive than what I've seen before. And the fact that you have all of the residents engaged, I've never seen so much engagement between a facility and the youth in their care. They have a very, very structured day, you know, including their schooling, including getting to health appointments, the number of outside health appointments that you schedule, that continuity of care, and then the component of care that deals with behavior issues, where they have one-on-one with a counselor every week. Your assessments are the most beautiful, in-depth assessments that I've ever seen. And then the number of groups that are offered, those really speak very, very highly of the agency and what you are investing in the youth here. It's also very nice to see what you're doing for activity, because you don't see a lot of football teams. You don't see a lot of things where you're engaging the youth in activities with the community, because that's where they're going to go back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're playing, and they're playing well with not having a lot of time to have formed as a team, but they're learning team. They're learning how to operate as a team. You know, they're really important skills. And frequently it's those kind of programs, boys club, sports teams, that really do more to enhance people's esteem and teach people how to work as a unit than a lot of formal groups do. Your children are happy, you know. They see you, they're here. They, you know, even now I'm sure you get complaints and grievances because people know how to do that. They are, when an outsider comes in and is talking and says, so like, tell me about your experience. They're a little shy, but none of them have anything to say except, you know, I feel really safe, you know, they treat you, they're like, okay, they're like, all right, you know. So it really speaks very highly, and your segregation is really, or lack of segregation, yes, is really cutting edge. And I don't know if you all are aware of it, but that is the one area that all of the lawmakers and founding mm-hmm. fathers are looking at really closely. They look at it for juveniles, they look at it for adults, so that's an area that people really are focused on, and you are leading the country in how you approach people who are in need of a time out. And the fact that you do not have a SEG unit, you know, you should be so proud of, because I've not been to a facility that does not have a SEG unit. And the fact that when somebody is being isolated out for or given time out, it's for such a short period of time, you know. When you ask a counselor, so like this little padded cell, how long somebody be in here? And they go, oh, well, you know, 20 minutes. In like 20 minutes, like what do you have a padded cell? ever days? No, you know, in an adult correctional facility, you can have somebody in a padded cell for a weekend or I've seen even longer. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're able to manage, you know, with an increasingly violent population, these are older kids, they're smarter, they're more savvy, and you're doing great. So I really appreciate the fact that you invited us and allowed me to participate in the audit. And I just hope that you leave with the understanding that, you know, just like I tell other people, an audit is not looking at policy and procedure. And that's an important part, because that's your legal, you know, defense. But what's really critical is the work that you're doing, and that's you. It's not the paper, it's you. It starts with your correctional worker, it's the people that are working in the laundry, it's everybody. And so, you know, we as an association thank you for that, because you are providing professionalism, and you can see how corrections has changed over the years through people, you know, becoming involved with a process. So thank you.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Carol Selby. I was responsible for the VU to standards of 5A01 to 6G14, primary to residential services standards. And I was able to find the adequate support documentation, maybe a few, but I was able to find, and that's where I did not able to find. Someone helped me, you know, write up readily available. I was able to complete the file timely. I interviewed about a cross-section of staff, from the clinicians to the line staff to one teacher and a chaplain, and chaplain as well too. And everyone I spoke with, I found them to be professional. They planned to make a career out of it. They enjoy what they was doing, and they look forward to continuing to do to help the youth and press into their care. There was a total of 7 residents that I interviewed, and 4 of those in an intake program. There were no complaints. They like staff who helps them with their problems. They also like the football team too. They really talked about a football team. They could talk with 3 or 4 of the coaches as well too. There are some positive bullets I'd like to share with you. I'll give you feedback. Number 1, very pleasant and friendly reception from the time we was picked up from the airport and throughout our stay. You have a very highly professional and trained staff throughout all the programs, the physical plant, the grounds, and the residents' living environment are kept being maintained in clean and orderly manner as well too. The quality of programs are being provided within the living units, in the school. Now that you can do the school, walk through the new school program as well too. The treatment services. My colleague mentioned about the stop the segregation residents, segregating the residents. I think that's a very, very positive step in the right direction. It gave you an opportunity to do some things like you normally should be doing in the 21st century. You not only help you develop some skills, social skills for the residents, but you also help train staff as well too. And it's really a step in the right direction. It's a better way of behavior management. Very good food. Great hospitality displayed by the superintendent and all administrative staff, and the gift bags. I don't need to mention the gift bags. Wow, nutritious. I can't think. I have my gift bag packed. I'm going to take it back. White and I are going to go shopping together on one side. I'm on the other side. Thank you. Whoever thought of that, it was just a joy. Believe it or not. Okay. The last thing I want to say, you have a knowledgeable and professional team to work with too. Yeah. Yeah, I think you work together, you share, you compliment one another. It's very, very important. I could even probably visualize maybe creating a therapeutic community. Okay, just keep up the good works and stay focused, and the rest will fall into place. My team leader, thank you all. And thank you all for having me back and allowing me to serve.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Well, the areas in which I had was safety, security, justice, and order. A lot of things did us for everything that my colleague said. I'm just going to add a few things. The programs, excellent. Barber, the carpentry, the car detailing. Those are really excellent programs that you really have, and the kids really, they look like they enjoy them. The graphic designs, I mean, you really have a lot of programs. In this day and age, in our profession, a lot of programs are dwindling. So kudos to you and your agency for keeping those, doing whatever you can and capitalizing on those programs, because they're desperately needed. Because like you said, someone said in the room, eventually the youths, they're going back into the community, and you want to give them a chance to succeed at life. So teaching them those basic skills, something that they could do, would really, really enhance society as a whole, themselves and society as a whole. Food services, excellent clean kitchen. As a chair for ACA, when I travel and I go to different institutions,
Sometimes I like, no, that's okay. I don't want to try your food. I'm just being honest. But I must say I had no problem indulging in your food. Awesome. Your kitchen was clean. I mean, yeah. Kudos to you and your staff. I really, really appreciate the food was great. The gift bags. Thank you all so much. I didn't know all that stuff was in there until my colleagues told me. And I'm like, I can't have this stuff. And then one night I saw my favorite cookies, the Walkers. I was like, oh my God, I gotta have this. And there go the diets. But thank you all so much because it showed me that you took time and thought.
Yes, yes.
And I really appreciate that because it's the little things that means a lot. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. Again, you have a great staff here. It was just, and I know that I sent back a lot of folders. I know, but I just believe in helping agencies. I don't believe that we just stay where we are, no matter where we are, even me as an individual. So again, it was all about growth and what we could do better. What we could do better. What, you know, maybe we're doing something. Yeah, we've been doing this. Probably we could do it a little bit better, more efficient, you know, so the staff don't have to work as hard, you know, stuff like that. So again, I learn. I always take away from agencies. And one thing I will tell you that I take away. I don't work at an agency anymore, but I will take away from your agency is the fact that the NOSEG unit, you ought to be commended for that because so often in our industry, when someone acts up, we want to send them to disciplinary confinement. We don't want to be bothered, but we need to get back to talking to the individual, that one-on-one, communicating, you know, and not just throwing them in a unit and don't want to be bothered with them. So you ought to be commended that your staff is taking the time. You have a well-rounded team approach, which is really, really great. You have the youth officers talking. You have the clinicians talking. And the fact that everybody is in that housing unit, that is really, really awesome. That was a wow, because usually, you know, the youths are in one unit with the USO and then the YSO, and then you have the clinicians and everybody in another building, and, you know, I see you when I see you. But no, they are right there in the unit. That is excellent, and you ought to be commended, and I will definitely share that with my other colleagues as I travel through this journey. So again, thank you so much. On behalf of ACA, thank you for participating in the accreditation process. You know, accreditation is an ongoing process, so it doesn't stop here. And it's everybody's responsibility, which I'm sure y'all, you know, that's you embrace the team approach. But there's this young lady that was here yesterday. She gave us a false name. What's the name she gave us?
Was it Kate?
Kate.
The real name is Kate, but she said she was going to call somebody else's name. She gave us somebody else's name.
Irene.
Yes. Okay. Because I said, look, you will be perfect for the accreditation manager. Yes. And she said, well, just, I said, what is your name? She said, just tell her my name is Irene.
She thinks highly of you, too.
So she does. She does. She really does. So I said that to say that she really took the time. She really, really is engaged. She really, really got it. And I really, really appreciate her taking the time, going back. I know sometimes it's aggravating, but like you say, you got your steps in and everything. Yeah. You know, so I really and truly understand because me as an accreditation manager for my agency too, I was once on that side, so I understand both sides. But I just wanted to say kudos to, especially, I mean, everybody work hard, but kudos to that young lady, Miss Kate, this gentleman here, Dr. Bond.
Dick.
Forgive me because I'm not good with names. And Dr., just thank you because, I mean, you know, they were the ones coming back and forth, going to you all. This is what they needed. I know they probably say, if that lady throw back one more time, I'm going to just strangle her.
I never heard
you didn't hear it. I know they said it. However, again, it was all, we were all here to help the process along. It wasn't no gotcha. It was just like, just take a look at this. Let's see what we could do better. Let's help you meet this standard. So again, thank you all so much. Y'all have a wonderful operations here. I would definitely love to work for your agency. If I, you know, I mean, I work for myself. But it's not much agencies. I will say that too at the end of a thing. So you all doing a great job here. Continue to do what you do for the betterment of the youth, bottom line. And that's what it's all about, helping them be better individuals so that when they get back out into this community, they could survive, they can thrive. So thank you for what you do. And I guess I'll see whoever comes to New Orleans, you know, I will see you all there next month. Let me just give you the score. You know, ACA has a new process, whereas I will do the report and I will send it to the agency within 14 days. And then the agency will have 14 days then to send it back to me with their response, their plan of action. And then we send it to ACA. Okay, that's a new process now, just to streamline that. Okay, so these are your scores. The mandatory standards, we had 38 standards. You had, of those 38, you had 6 that was not applicable to your agency. That gives you a total of 32 mandatory standards that was applicable. You had 0 non-compliance, which, you know, if you fail one, that's it. So you have 100% in the mandatory category.
All right.
Okay. Non-mandatory, you had 331 standards. Of those 331, you had 23 standards that was not applicable. That gives you a remaining balance of 308 standards that were applicable to your agency. Of those 308, you had 7 standards with non-compliance. And those are some of the standards that we talked about. It was basically mail.
Right. One temperature issue.
The logs and the grievance. And again, those are easy fix. It's just documenting what you do because you do the work. You do a lot of work. You really, really do. It's just a matter of streamlining and just documenting what you do. So that gives you a total of 301 in compliance, and that gives you a score of 97.7%.
Wow.
Okay? So you ought to be commended. You really ought to be commended. So you did a great job, and again, please go back and talk to your staff. Tell your staff, because again, they're the ones on the ground doing it every day, making it possible. So again, on behalf of ACA, I just want to tell you and my colleagues, thank you so much for having us, and thank you for embracing the accreditation process.
Thank you so much. The staff would be happy to hear this based on what's going on.